short listen to this piece of history.
A paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights panelling brain damage.
Who is this?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
After the show, I was planning to kick David in the ball.
Oh.
Hello and welcome to David M. Green's Summer Powwow, the show Radio Adelaide station management outright rejected, but we cunningly disguised ourselves as just Powwow, which is how we are able to broadcast to you today here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I'm David M. Green, and joining me this evening is radio friend and host of The Range on Mondays, Mr. Michael Princey.
Very nice, thanks, David.
I didn't ask the question yet, but all right. And also my televisual friend. For the first time, it's convicted criminal Alex Williamson.
How are we all? Very exciting.
Oh,
very
good. Exciting. A question and a response. Fantastic. How are you both?
I'm very well, David.
That's very good. Well, unbelievable, sacrilegious, and outright appalling. Just some of the words you could use to describe the content of tonight's show, but slightly less vaguely now. Coming up on the show tonight, some dangerous yet educational chemical sleuths, a properly written book of spells. Alex and I will be reminiscing about our time as extras on McLeod's Daughters. Not sexually, obviously. For the first time on Power, it's ironic deaths. And it's okay because I invented the segment. So, you know, no need to sue anybody. Smitty also has a sexy driving tip. Sexy is in quotation marks. As well as some obscure 80s new wave music from the likes and dislikes of the Pet Shop Boys, B-52s, and Kraftwerk. Although I think that's actually from the 70s. But all that and two other things tonight on Pow.
Wow.
Now with more stuff and things. Could we go again on that? We can't. Okay. Want to be the most obnoxious omelette occupier at the official Orgasmatron organization? Then disregard the mustard gas and shake a tail feather off that cabaret singer, you goad, and purchase this new CD, Spelling's Greatest Hits. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T. With all the songs that'll leave you scrambling for a dictionary, just to double check that's actually how one spells the word in question, including the Pet Shop Boys. Pulp. The Pet Shop Boys again. And many more. Move over, Hooked on Phonics. It's Spelling's Greatest Hits. And it's the perfect gift for your 8-year-old Scrabble player who can't string two words together and would therefore benefit from learning how to spell the name of a famous transsexual. Hello, Elaine the Fool. La 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 la. Greatest Hits, with preface by washed-up actress Tori Spelling, speaking on a completely unrelated topic.
Well, I get dress-up outfits. I've worn schoolgirl outfits. I had a little Santa Claus Christmas outfit. Actually, the picture of me on his arm was taken the night we got engaged, and I was wearing my little Christmas outfit. It's like a little red little thing with my boobs down, red and white, and Santa Claus hat. And
Illiterates unite for Spelling's
Greatest Hits, which is available now. Just open up Microsoft Word and press F7, or go to dictionary.com. Because seriously, who the hell is paying money for this in the 21st century? Put a spell.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there we heard, before the Spelling's Greatest Hits, Naked Eyes with When the Lights Go Out. I don't know what album that was from. I found it on the internet. Perfectly legal, of course. Hi, I'm David M. Green. With me is local comedian and part-time sex criminal Alex Williamson. He is
How
one
are
of
we
my...
all?
Have a round of applause if I can find one. There you go. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Yeah, I'm excited. This is my first time on the air.
On this station as well.
On this station as well. So I'm hoping it all goes well.
And you've met Michael Princey, who is the other guest here.
I have met Michael.
Michael.
Oh, this is also my first time on the radio. Sorry, I didn't quite know when to speak then.
That switch was the on. Problem. Switch
Michael
on.
Princey, everybody. That's the joke.
Oh, I was almost
You've
there.
Obviously
yeah.
been listening to The Range.
Yes, you're the host of The Range on Mondays.
Yes, apparently I hear that.
All right, well, would you like to give a plug for your show or some other time?
I host the show The Range on Mondays. It's 4 to 6 here on Radio Adelaide.
AM or PM?
Usually a PM.
PM show,
sometimes
is it?
I mix it up a little bit. Give the
Just to surprise everyone, yeah.
Good. Right. I appreciate that question. I don't think that's ever been clarified.
The seven listeners out there listening who want to listen to The Range, they obviously need to know what time slot they're tuning in.
But they would follow me to wherever I go.
Of course they
If I go in the morning, they'll listen then.
They're tuning into BBC.
They know where you live. They know where you live.
No. Alex, or Al, if I may.
This
is only the second. Oh, thank you. This is only the second time you and I have actually met face to face.
Face to face, yeah.
Of course, the first time was when we first met each other when we were extras on McLeod's Daughters.
McLeod's Daughters, right?
What is your recollection of that day?
It could have been summer. It was a warm summer's day.
I can tell you, it was the 7th of November.
It was the 7th of November,
2007.
And it was we were called on to be extras on the show. Which was exciting because, you know, I'd never been on McLeod's Daughters before. And so, you know, we ran up there. Not the show, no. I don't have a lot of experience with horses and that sort of thing, but it was actually a shoot in town, which made sense. So I'm dressed up as a townie or something, I guess. Were we supposed to dress as townies?
I believe I was a shopper.
You're a shopper. Were you shopper one or two?
Oh, I don't think I had a number.
I think
I was just shopper.
Okay, well,
and
then
everyone else had numbers.
Yeah. And we're in there, we're making the... we're making the film, making the the cameras are rolling, and there was a really intoxicated man in Rundle Mall. And what I thought was brilliant was the director, like what in God's name was he thinking? You know, shooting in Rundle Mall, surely he would have known that it is where the interesting people of Adelaide come to
the crazies
celebrate their talents.
The funny thing is, because obviously it was the first time we were extras, and there was about 10 extras.
There was, yeah.
And 10. All we had to do was just walk through the shot, so we were signaled by the director or someone.
Yeah.
Obviously they yell out action.
Yeah.
But the drunk guy was yelling out action because nobody knew, because everyone was inexperienced. Yeah. People thought it was
good.
The
he had a good action voice.
It was hilarious.
He had a good back. Yeah, yeah.
And then he got into a bit of a confrontation with one of the actors,
which one was it?
It was one of the new guys.
Tall.
I don't know. I don't know what his name was.
He had a cowboy hat on, if that helps. He was wearing a cowboy hat. That's all I can tell you.
And he had one of those like oval metal belt buckles that had like
that
a
spins?
Skull.
Yeah, yeah. He meant business.
R.M. Williams, possibly.
Yeah, he meant business.
Yeah. If that narrows him down, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then, funnily enough, like 3 days after we were an extra on McLeod's Daughters, read the paper, show was axed.
Show was axed.
Yeah. Although they will actually broadcast.
Yeah, we will be on TV eventually.
Yeah, don't know when. They didn't tell us.
But another thing, we opened the paper the next day.
Yes.
And the advertiser had taken photos of the drunk man.
That's right.
And we were just out of frame. That's where you could.
That's right.
I swear to God, you could see my shoulder in the frame.
Yeah.
So we missed.
Because like the cops came and arrested him. And,
yeah.
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 They actually arrested him for interfering with McLeod's.
They dropped him home. I think I read they dropped him home.
They dropped him off a building.
Whatever they did between. It was funny because he's seen the policeman and he's got a can in his hand and he's very intoxicated. He's seen the policeman approaching him and he sort of put the can down behind his ankle and he's trying, I'm not drunk.
Very clever.
It was
guy.
Very, yeah. He was.
That'll fool him.
Yeah. It was a brilliant experience.
Good times. Watch out for that on Channel 9. I don't know when it's going to be. This year sometime.
I assume this year.
But yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'll watch all the shows.
No, I've never seen, have you ever seen an episode before in your life?
No.
I've never seen an episode yet.
Yeah. I don't know if me being on it's going to make me watch it, though.
No.
But I am pretty vain.
No. Yeah.
I don't know.
Really? I hadn't noticed that, David.
Thanks, Michael. you wait your turn. You'll be on McLeod's Daughters one day, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or
just one daughter.
A man can drone.
Yeah, exactly. My agent's trying to hook it up for me at the moment.
Now, Alex, thank you very much for being here, by the way. You are a creative thinker. That's why I asked you on the show. You're a creative thinker, like myself and like Michael.
Yeah.
And you obviously like to criticize society like we do. And
there's flaws to be there's flaws in society.
Of course.
Society.
And why not point them out on the radio?
Really?
Yeah.
This is my...
Because, you know, this is your first time on the radio. Is there anything that, you know, you want to get off your chest right now that you can't bear to hold on to? You want to just...
Well, like...
Distribute abuse.
I know what you mean. I'd like to... Reality TV is just one little thing I'd like to talk about briefly.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that is very, very much called for. It's a... I mean, why do we really watch it? I mean, my theory, my thinking is that we watch it just for the nudity.
Yeah,
am I right in thinking that? That's the only reason... Like, with Michael, for example, like I'm going to assume like you didn't watch Australian Idol to hear like Casey Donovan sing.
You watched, hopefully, to see
her naked. Is that right?
Not Casey Donovan.
Not Casey.
There are other ones.
Well,
I went to the website trying to find her naked.
Casey.
Whole other thing happened. Don't want to go into that.
Yeah.
You should go to davidgreen.com.
I've been there. That's my homepage.
Is Casey, you got pictures of...
No.
That's disappointing.
My website is davidmgreen.com.
Yeah.
But davidgreen.com is a porn site.
Are you kidding me?
No. And it's a bad porn site as well. It was obviously made in Netscape Composer.
Yeah.
And everything's like HTML and center. And it just looks like it was made 12 years ago. It's appalling.
Do you feature?
No.
I don't know why it's called David Green.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Can we clarify here? Is the site bad or is the porn bad?
I can't answer that question right now without
a computer.
Not on radio. It's a visual joke. This is not a visual medium.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well,
everybody hates reality TV.
We all have reality TV, so that's just a little thing I'd like to...
Let's not talk about it.
No more reality TV. I've also got... I've got a theory about women of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Prostitutes.
Are you a fan?
Where's the ding? No, I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
These prostitutes in particular, they're like the really... It's curious how they make money. They're the really old prostitutes. Like, I'm talking late 50s, early 60s.
Old prostitutes.
Yeah. The madams.
Some are pushing 70. The madams.
No. So these are the ones who are still the working
They're still
girls,
working. They're still working. Oh. And they're making a living.
They're not.
And they're like 60 and 70. Who are you? Like,
but
how?
Apparently, don't women reach their sexual prime later in life?
I think it's early 30.
I think it's early 30, not 70.
Yeah. Okay. Well, 70. Maybe like you get a really young guy with a really old woman, and that's the absolute intense.
I'm sure that's what the young guys
are
looking
for. It's just bizarre. I
mean, who's... Well, obviously, there's a demand for it.
Must be a demographic if they're paying the bills like that.
We live in a free marketplace.
That's just another small observation. Another one... is about people who like, you know, saving the whales is a hot topic, right?
Yeah,
indeed.
I'm for that, saving the whales.
I don't really care. I have no opinion.
I also have no opinion.
I've seen Star Trek 4. That's the extent.
Really? There's whales feature heavily.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch that.
Yeah,
it's all about whales.
All right.
More whales.
I'll look into that. Anyway, like, I'm looking at these people who are protesting, who want to save the great white shark. They got the signs, save the great white shark. And it's supposedly a harmless and gentle creature, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying. So, you know, I'm just
supposedly,
curious.
Yes.
I'm curious. Save the great white shark. How about we throw you in the water with the great white shark and see who needs saving?
It's a beautiful thing.
And tell me how gentle it is when it's taking the greatest stone bite out of your torso. It's just bizarre.
You're listening to Pow Wow. We'll be right back because we need to have some oxygen in here, obviously.
Of course.
This is Pow Wow, Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM. We'll be right back with some ironic deaths, people. Alex Williamson is here. I'm David M. Green, Michael Prince.
Hi there, I'm Sean McAuliffe, and who are you? Obviously, you can't answer that because I'm on radio and you're not. But anyway, don't ring up. It's pointless because I'm pre-recorded. But you're listening to...
Pow Wow!
...on Radio Adelaide 101.5.
Have you ever wondered what it all means? I mean, DB Magazine, what does it mean? A free
fortnightly publication for Adelaide and all of South Australia that features everything you could possibly want to know about film, dance, music, the arts, special events, gig guides, the list is endless. And it's called DB. What does it mean? What? Dudes and babes, dishevelled bogans, dodgy...
It doesn't matter. For everything that's happening in Adelaide and SA, DB Magazine, a proud sponsor of Radio Adelaide.
Dumb bunnies? I mean, really?
Doctor, doctor, we're ready.
At last, stand back while I start the hut.
Oh no, doctor. Have we failed?
We will try again. It's on my mind to call her... Georgia.
Hi, I'm Georgia Germain, and I'm here to let you know that Songcatcher rules the airways.
Join us for Songcatcher.
Songcatcher.
Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM, Monday nights at 9 PM. Ooh, what can I say?
Hello, everybody. You might remember me from my hit radio show, Adam. Oh, by the way, I'm Adam. I'm the star of the show, because it's all about me, Adam. Here's David M. Green.
Hi, I'm Radio's David M. Green, and I just love listening to Adam. So much so, that during the songs of my own program, I actually listen back to past recordings of Adam's show to get ideas, and then steal them and use them on my own show. So really, when you're listening to my show, you're just listening to a watered-down version of Adam. Thank you, Adam.
That's what they all say, David. They all thank me for the years of quality broadcasting. Let's listen to this.
Adam. Hi, I'm David M. Green. Adam, great show. Love it. Just earlier there, we had the B-52s with Summer of Love. This is, of course, Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Joining me is Alex Williamson.
Yo.
Michael Princey.
Pow Wow.
Yeah, thanks. And myself, who was already mentioned. But right now, it's time for some ironic deaths.
The use of words expressing something other than their literal intention. Now that is irony.
Yes, ironic deaths. The segment born out of frustration of people I don't like who are still alive. However, after running out of people to hypothetically murder in an ironic fashion, ironic deaths can now be applicable to well-known people I actually like, and also people who are already dead. In this segment, then, we simply select well-known people and find the most ironic way for them to die. Michael.
Well, they're not exactly well-known people, but they are identities here on Radio Adelaide. Gastronaut. They were on, what, a couple of hours ago, I think. Do we have the theme music to Gastronaut, David?
Not anymore.
No, we don't. But of course, this is the foodie show, the restaurant review show. They've all just died, and the cause of death, malnutrition.
Now that is irony.
Not really, of course. If you saw the woman who was in here, not going to happen for quite some time.
Years.
Yeah. Obviously, you're right there. That is ironic, because obviously the easy one to say there is, say, salmonella. But that would not be ironic.
That's not ironic. No. Yeah. That is not
It's unlucky.
Ironic.
It's unlucky.
It's just bad taste. Yeah. Sorry, not fast enough. My first ironic death. Do you mind if I do one?
Or you go.
My first ironic death. Hassanal Bolkiah, presently the current Sultan of Brunei. With a personal fortune of more than $30 billion, he is one of the richest people in the world. Cause of death, internal bleeding caused by a fractured vertebrae that splinters off into several vital organs, the result of the 61-year-old Sultan bending over to retrieve a 5-cent coin.
Now that is irony!
Yep.
He didn't have to do it, did he?
See, silly. He's got lots of them. Also, I don't even know if they have 5-cent coins, or maybe because they don't have 5-cent coins in Brunei.
Would he carry change, though?
Oh, surely he'd have somebody to carry his change
for him.
He'd
have a change carrier.
Yeah.
I've been looking.
A change carrier.
He'd have someone to carry the guy who carries his change. That's how much money that guy has.
Mm. Yeah, wish I had that. Alex.
Listen, I've just whipped something up just now.
That's the idea of this segment.
That is the whole little improv. I'm thinking, like, I'm a sports fan, so maybe Shane Warne, and he's dying from some sort of like malignant cancer, tumorous thing in his thumb, some sort of growth that he has acquired from just years of text messaging.
Now that is irony.
I concur.
I can kind of just pick that a little bit, like thinking, oh, you know, serves him right. It's more out of spite than actual irony, but
not playing cricket anymore. Still just getting knives in the back.
Indigenous.
I was thinking a tumor in another part of his body, but
now that
you get the rest of it.
That's chlamydia. Yeah.
Michael,
I've got another one here, David. Of course, Richard Dawkins, the acclaimed writer of The God Delusion, atheist.
See where this is going.
Cause of death: crushed by the hand of God.
Now that is irony.
Just like the New Order song.
Genuinely ironic. Well done.
Be very ironic, yes.
Genuinely ironic.
Are you either of you two familiar with Sir George Cayley?
Georgie boy, yeah. Georgie
please,
boy, yeah.
Please enlighten me, David.
Sir George Cayley, 1773 to 1857, dubbed the father of aerodynamics and a prominent inventor of such things as self-righting lifeboats, tension spoke wheels, caterpillar tracks, automatic signals for railway crossings, and probably most famously, inventor of the seatbelt, cause of death backed over by a truck.
Now that is irony.
And a postscript here. The truck driver was, of course, unharmed because he was wearing one of George Cayley's seatbelt inventions. However, even more ironically, he would have been okay even if he wasn't wearing the seatbelt because the truck was, of course, going in reverse.
Now that is irony.
Why did he invent the seatbelt so early on in history? Did they really need one when he was alive?
They would have been going more than like... are we talking horse and cart?
Well, he died in 1857. That was, 40 years before cars.
Exactly, yeah.
And he put it on horses.
He invented the caterpillar tracks.
Indeed.
Surely the caterpillar, they have some saying.
I think you misunderstand me.
Yeah.
Speaking of you, Alex, anyone else you'd like to see die, ironically?
Man, I half thought of one. Really, it's coming, it's going. Something to do with Bill Gates, he's very prominent and well-known, something petty like... Yeah, it's obviously going nowhere because I haven't actually got a structure.
Bending
or,
over
or
to
any
pick
storyline.
Up a 5 cent piece.
Hit it up.
It's already been done.
It's already been done.
Whoops.
All right, I've got one more and then we have to move on.
I've got one as well.
Oh, okay, all right. What's yours, Mike?
Dakota Fanning.
Okay.
The lovely little child actress has died of old age.
Now that is irony.
A delay there.
That's right, yeah.
Are you familiar with Sigmund Freud?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Famous psychoanalyst and interpreter of dreams and the unconscious mind. Cause of death, brutally murdered in his sleep by Freddy Krueger.
Now that is irony.
Yeah.
Don't even need to explain that one, do we?
Yeah, don't even try.
Yeah. All right, well, coming up now, we've got a radio play. I haven't heard this. It's just been handed to me. Apparently some guy who claimed to be a scientist... Crazy wild-eyed hair, and there was a young kid as well. They gave me this radio play to play, something about promoting chemistry. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but, I don't have a lot of time to...
To listen to it, you mean?
Listen to... Yes. No, well, yeah, obviously it's a radio sketch. I don't have time. I'm a very busy man. So without further ado, here is a radio play entitled Chemistry Detectives on Powwow. Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM.
Hello. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson from the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute. Over the past few years, we here at the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute have noticed a gradual decline in high school students' academic performance in chemistry and other chemistry-related subjects. Needless to say, we find these declining marks alarming as they threaten our very existence. Therefore, as we're pretty sure we know what motivates the young people, in an effort to assist struggling chemistry students everywhere, whilst promoting a greater interest in the field of chemistry, the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute proudly presents Chemistry Detectives. An exciting new radio play that is both entertaining and educational. We hope the subtle references to everyday chemistry in Chemistry Detectives will encourage amateur chemists everywhere to foster a greater appreciation of the chemistry sciences. But to help you on your way, every time a chemistry reference is made, you'll hear this sound. So now, please enjoy Chemistry Detectives.
Ah, it was just another day at the lab. As soon as I arrived, I got my ass right back on the case I'd been working on for the last 2 weeks. There'd been a break-in at the Mercury Cinema. Some crackhead shot up the place, pumped the projectionist full of lead, left shells all over the ground. Empty shells, not like mine. Frank, will you turn that crap off? It's depressing.
I'm not Frank, I'm Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick Smith?
No, Nick Lester.
Of course, you're Nick L. Where was I? Ah, yes. I'd been working on the Mercury case all morning, but the answers seemed to be slipping through my fingers like some sort of room temperature liquid.
Ah, Neon.
Yes, Chief?
A word in my office. Neon! I can't help but notice you are having trouble with the Mercury case.
I'm working on it, sir.
Damn it, Neon! You've been on this case for 2 weeks and so far you've got nowhere.
I told you, I'm working on it.
Yeah, well from now on you'll be working on it with your new partner.
What?
Neon, I'd like you to meet Detective Jonathan Astatine.
Hey, looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, it's great. I'll talk to you later. Chief! How many times do I gotta tell you? I work alone. I don't bond with anybody.
I don't want to hear it, Neon. Don't overreact. In this precinct, we go by the table, I mean the book, periodically. Besides, word on the street is this department's got a mole.
A mole?
Yes, a mole.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, would you, Neon?
No, sir.
Listen, Neon. You're a good copper. One of the best I've seen. Honest, hard-working, well-disciplined, noble. You light this place up. But you're a loose cannon, and one of these days, it'll get you killed. All I ask is you give your new partner a chance. Now, I know Astatine's a little heavy.
A little?
Sorry to bust in on you, sir, but we've got someone on the phone. Says he was involved with the Mercury murder.
Put a trace on it! Neon! Keep him on the line!
Sure thing. Hello, this is Detective Neon here. Who's this?
I know who you are, Neon. You're that detective who was responsible for the big explosion at the old orphanage 10 years ago.
How'd you know about that?
Let's just say I've kept that piece of information on the back burner.
That was an accident, you know.
Well, not to me it wasn't. I was one of those orphans. That experience scarred me for life. And now is it time for my revenge on you?
If your grudge is with me, then why'd you kill that poor projectionist over at the Mercury Cinema?
Him? Well, I just really hated the movie. Did you ever see Knocked Up?
You listen to me, jerkwad. There are two types of people in this world. Metals and non-metals. And one day you just have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and you've got to ask yourself, which one am I?
I am a transition metal.
Shut the hell up!
Oh, quite the contrary, Detective Neon. I believe it will be you who will be shutting up forever.
No! No! Damn it, I lost him.
That's okay, Neon.
Are you talking American now?
We got a trace.
What's the number?
600000000000.
God, that's a long phone number.
How many zeros is that?
22. Do you know the number?
No, it's just gibberish.
Oh wait, it runs on to the next page. Make that 23 zeros.
23 zeros? That's Avogadro's number! I know the address! Come on, let's split!
Will Detective Neon catch the murderer of the Mercury Cinema projectionist? Will he and Detective Astatine get along? Is the number density of particles in an ideal gas equal to pressure over temperature times the Boltzmann constant? Join us next time on Chemistry Detectives, presented by the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson. Good night.
You're listening to Pow Wow.
Ow.
Now with even less censorship. That ought to teach that program director. Pow Wow.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Radio Adelaide. That's obviously the station. The show is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. With me is convicted sex offender.
That's it.
Michael Princey.
Yes, that's
and, right. And host of The Range, Alex Williamson, is also here.
They both work interchangeable, David.
That's it.
I gotta admit to you guys, I am slightly embarrassed.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't... Well, what's happening? Why
that's it. That's all I was going to say. No.
That's it. That's
the show.
Segment? That's
you want,
the show.
You want an explanation? Okay. Well,
yeah, I like when he, yeah.
Something. This actually happened to me back in 2004.
Yeah.
But it's one of those stories that it was just so embarrassing. You have to leave. You know, 4 years grace.
Yeah.
Before you tell it, especially on the radio, because you know, parties involved. Obviously, you need to wait for them to die or move away, yeah. Which is what happened. They moved away, obviously. It's a story about the first time a girl came to my house, and it wasn't even my girlfriend. It was my friend's girlfriend, because I had a friend. I'm not going to name him.
You have a friend?
That's right.
Really? How many? Yeah. Just the one.
Oh, less than the number of fingers on my hand. Anyway, I was in year 12, so I was 17, and a friend of mine came over, and he brought his girlfriend over. We just, you know, we played some pool at my house and watched some videos, something like that. My mum didn't know what to do. Oh, my God, there's a girl... in the house. She knew it was
freaked.
Not my girlfriend. She knew it was my friend's girlfriend. But she's so nosy. She kept coming into our room and checking up on us. She just opened the door and said, "Hi, it's only me. Just checking up. Like, yeah, we're fine. Thank you. We're just watching TV." And then, you know, 10 minutes later, she'd come in with like a bunch of, you know, my clothes or for just bringing in your laundry, which she never does.
Yeah.
She did it just so she could come in. Then she came in and she brought some clothes that weren't even mine. I just found these clothes. I thought you might need to, maybe use them. Oh, what are you doing? You're still in here watching TV. And then this is the really embarrassing thing that no one's going to believe, but I can assure you it really did happen. After my friend and his girlfriend left, my mum actually came into my room and gave me a copy of the book The Joy of Sex.
Oh, my.
Because she thought, girls are coming to the house. You might need to know that.
I just think you're going to have a threesome or something.
But... this isn't like, this isn't where are they, what's happening to me, or, you know, where do I come from? Those little books. This is advanced stuff.
Did she have her favourite positions bookmark?
thank God, no. But yeah, it's out there now. I'm slightly less embarrassed.
Wow.
Are you also embarrassed for some reason?
I am. Mine also involves my mother and girls, actually. This goes back to my days as a swinging freshman at university and my many romantic exploits.
Apparently, glory days.
Yeah, Parker Brothers have expressed some interest. They want to turn it into a game, my romantic exploits earlier. But yeah, there was this girl that I was interested in, and she was not my type. She was an environmentalist. She's actually now like the state secretary of the Greens or something here.
Wow.
So look that up online, everyone.
Now, everyone knows who she is.
But we went out for like a month and it wasn't very good. And then she dumped me and I didn't really care about her while we were going out. But then when she dumped me, suddenly I just wanted her more than anything in the world. Mm. And there was lots of weeping and calling her up and hanging around her house. And anyway, the long and the short, eventually her mum called my mum to tell me to lay off. So yes, that's probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened. You know when you're 20 years old and your mother has to tell you to lay off? That's just a little too far.
But no copies of The Joy of Sex.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That'd probably just be you know, pouring salt in the wound if she was doing that to you.
Yeah, that's actually a little rough, Dave. I look at your mum in a whole new light now. But,
She is a doctor.
Very embarrassing.
Interesting.
She is a medical doctor.
Like, the love doctor.
Like Scully from The X-Files. But would you like to make this a real segment, Alex, by explaining one of your embarrassing stories as
well? It's funny. It's not actually me being embarrassed.
Oh, sure.
Probably should be. It's more my...
It's friend.
No, it's more my parents. Like, I embarrass... You know, I'm the shame bringer. I bring shame to the family. That's my job.
I know what that's like.
Part-time, full-time, you know, whenever it's needed and whenever I feel it's appropriate. So this was after our grand final. Little shout-out to the Wollongong Demons, 4 premierships in a row. And
that's tennis, is it?
We're in there. No, it's football.
All right.
We're in the pub having a few quiet ones, as you would after a grand final win. And it's about 5 p.m. And I've strolled across to the basketball hall where there was a kids game on. And I think it was girls under 10s were playing. And
tennis?
No, it was basketball they were playing in the basketball court.
I don't understand all these sports, but continue.
And I went inside and for some reason I just took my clothes off. like pants myself.
What?
For any reason? Or?
No. I think a couple of guys were in, and I was just trying to stare them up. And
you saw a group of kids, and suddenly you're taking your pants off.
I was dancing around naked and got dragged out. And that's just one of many, things that have. Yeah, and I went. It's funny. I went to the bakery the next day, and I've never met the bakers in my life. I've never met the bakers, and they said to me, "You've got your pants on today." Who are you? You're the baker. How do you know that?
And they gave you a finger bun with two other little buns at the end.
Yeah, specially made ones. So yeah, that's the embarrassing story that my parents have endured.
That's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
And all could have involved the joy of sex in some way. All three of those. There's a common theme between them.
Yeah.
How old were you when you took your clothes off here?
This was...
you're three?
End of November.
Oh.
Last night. September.
Were you intoxicated?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned you.
This is
Sorry, yeah. I wasn't listening
properly. No, yeah, that's the whole thing, the intoxication.
You were listening to Adam. You weren't listening to the show.
Yeah.
Great radio show.
Yeah.
I think we need to take a break. My cheeks are red. And I'm not talking about the ones on my face, for the benefit of the listener at home there.
That's page 47.
It's in there. One of the most popular books of all time, I'm told. Right behind the Bible and the Guinness Book of Records.
that order.
I think we need a break. Up next is Spitty's Driving Tips. This is Pow Wow, Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Here's the Pet Shop Boys. We'll be right back.
You violently and vocally opposed to any new light rail development? Think all trains should be converted into McDonald's restaurant party function rooms? Well, then open your garage and arrange your unwanted goods in a jumbled fashion, because it's now time for Spitty's Driving Tips with Spitty.
Are you tired of driving around on a Saturday night feeling like the loneliest man in the world? Are you appalled with society's increasing disapproval of prostitution combined with the ever-rising council fees? Well, maybe you should put a call out to Smitty's Mobile Bordello. No more lonesome nights. Let me bring the hookers right to your door as you experience some of the finest ladies dedicated to what is, according to statistics, one of the oldest professions in the... Ah, crap.
Ooh!
Ah, Smitty. How I hate him. Hi, I'm David M. Green with Alex Williamson.
Yo.
And Michael Princey.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Pow Wow.
Ow.
That was unnecessary. On Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM. Why don't we live together is the question posed by the Pet Shop Boys, which was the track that was on before. But right now, take it away, Michael Princey.
Yes, David! That's the game show music we have in the background. Not sure what sort of game show that is, but anyway, you could win something here if you subscribe to Radio Adelaide. It's only $52 for the entire year, $26 if you're a concession, and yes, it's tax deductible. Just give us a call on 8303 5000 during business hours, 9 to 5pm, every day here at Radio Adelaide, and you could go into the draw to win our subscriber prize this month. We don't actually have one this month, but hey, if you become a lifetime subscriber for $500, I think you can win a prize then. Pretty cool, hey.
The prize is a lifelong subscription to Radio Adelaide.
We will send you a newsletter once every 3 months for your $52. That's a pretty sweet deal. So subscribe today. 8303-5000 is the number to dial.
Thanks, Michael. We have to do that. Alex, hey, have you checked out davidmgreen.com?
I have. I was on there, first I went to davidgreen.com, obviously, and had a look and made some purchases. Then David M. Green, straight after davidmgreen.com, I swear.
There is another one. If you go to davidgreen.com.au, that is...
What is that?
Some guy who draws cartoons.
Really?
Yeah. Not me, it's a different...
No, it's not you. Okay.
Obviously, it's not the porno guy either.
He draws porn. That could be a marrying of the two things.
Yeah. That's what I should do.
Draws a picture of you in porn.
Illustrated version.
That's right.
Yeah.
I believe I read a book about that once.
Your mum gave it.
So embarrassed. There's a new segment up on the Pow Wow page. It's called Tim Ray, the voiceover guy. He has his own section there with...
What happens there?
Various products that he's attempted to sell with his voice. Pretty talented guy.
I imagine so. Yeah.
No purchases yet, but you know, he's hoping. It'll be up there for a long time. There's also some other sketches. I put some new stuff from Brain Damage up there now. If you go to the Brain Damage page, there are additional sketches. Obviously, they're not new because they were made the same time, which was, you know, May last year. But they are up there now. I have a YouTube account, which is... Oh, it's not worth mentioning. But Alex, you have a YouTube account.
I have a YouTube account. It's got music. It's got comedy. It's got... some borrowed videos from davidgreen.com. It's got it all. It's got, well, what it is actually, it's www.youtube.com/shooterwilliamson. Apparently is my nickname and has been for a long time.
Oh, I should have called you that on the show.
Yeah. It's not bad. But that's my account.
It's like Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, it is like Shooter McGavin.
From Billy Madison. From Happy Gilmore.
I do the shooters. Yeah.
Can you win anything if you go to your website?
I will...
No, obviously
there is not a lot to be won. But, you know, you'll win my respect.
Thank you very much.
Which is
that's priceless.
Yeah.
It sure is.
I don't have the cash registers now. Oh, I forgot to play this. Hang on.
This is the sweetest victory of all.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been noticing. I've been playing that every week. I can't be bothered thinking of a reason to play it now. I'm just going to play it for no reason.
As long as it's organically in the show, Dave. It works.
You got any MySpace pages or websites or anything like that?
I do have my MySpace, myspace.com/MichaelPrincy. But also, I stumbled across this website the other day, fruitcup.org.
Grim.
It says it's coming soon, and there's like a weird picture of a freaky guy holding a Pegasus busting out of an office. So check that out. I reckon over the next week or so, there'll probably be some more stuff there.
Yes.
And one more little video. I think you should really have a look on YouTube. Just type in "worst faceplant ever" and search that. you're laughing now. It's genuinely hours of entertainment. I'll let you find that out for yourself.
That's not even your video.
It's not mine. It's not mine, but it's just amazing.
It's something that's good.
Yeah.
The best videos get mentioned on radio.
That's exactly it.
No, always.
Yeah.
What else?
Also, I'm having a party this weekend because my parents are away. So if you want to come over to my house, yeah.
You've got a copy of The Joy of Sex.
Should be fun, yeah.
Oh, I'm killing myself. I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. Oh, well. That's right. Did you have some shout-outs to that? Sorry. I don't usually give shout-outs. This isn't fresh yet.
Really?
But Alex,
I just have some... just a shout-out to the Ankle Breakers basketball team. Yeah. Who have always been there for me. And a shout out to my friend Plugger, who right now is doing something awful.
Very good. Well, Alex... No,
YouTube. Next week everywhere.
Alex and Michael, thank you very much for being here.
That's fine.
I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
We'll hear you on the range and see you around doing your stand-up comedy,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah, I'm sure so, yeah.
Well, as Billy Ocean once said, when the going gets... Oh, crap, I played the wrong thing again. That's right. Sorry. Let's try that again. Well, as Billy Ocean once said, when the going gets tough, get the hell out of my hire car, love. How was I supposed to know you're not meant to store records near heat sources? But as for Powwow, it will return with me at the helm next Wednesday night at 11 p.m. here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Up next is Black Market Radio, 60 solid minutes of punk, hardcore and ska. But for now, from me, David M. Green, thanks for listening and a good night.
Now that is irony!